If you haven't been down to the Ferry Coffee Shop recently, March is a lovely time to rediscover it right by the Thames at Ferry Point at Shepperton Lock. It's one of those places that makes you slow down a little. Great coffee, tasty food, freshly made cakes, and a riverside setting that feels like a small escape without leaving Shepperton. It's perfect for a client meeting, a midweek catch-up with a friend, or simply somewhere to sit with a coffee and watch the river go by. If you're planning a coffee this week, make it by the river. Head down to the Ferry Coffee Shop at Shepperton Lock and see what you've been missing. You can find opening times and more details at ferrycoffeeshop.com. Hello and welcome to The Shepertonian. I'm Gareth and this is the local podcast bringing you stories, voices and events from in and around Shepperton. Before we begin, a quick thank you to the local businesses supporting The Shepertonian through the Business Club. Their backing makes it possible to keep sharing stories like this one. First, our partners, the Ferry Coffee Shop down at Shepperton Lock. Whether you're walking the Thames path or making a special visit, they look forward to welcoming you to their coffee shop overlooking the Thames. Danielle Davis, a celebrant creating ceremonies as unique as the people at their heart. And the Sound Boutique, providing thoughtful audio for every story. Thank you also to our business club supporters, Wolfinch, Hampton, Twickenham and Virginia Water, who are redefining home care by helping clients pursue active lifestyles. And Island Motors, Shepperton-based, family-run, MOT and servicing, pre-booked, independent evenings and weekends. They can also collect and return your vehicle, which is nice. You'll find all of their details on the website, and if you'd like your business in front of a local audience, head to the Business Club page at theshepertonian.uk. Today, something that affects every single person living in this area, Surrey's local government is about to go through its biggest change in 50 years. Two new unitary authorities are replacing the existing system of a county council and 11 district and borough councils, and there's a key date coming up fast. To explain what this means for residents here in Shepperton and the surrounding area, I met with two local councillors, Bhuti Veerasinghe, councillor for Lower Sunbury and Halliford Division of Surrey County and ward councillor of Sunbury East on Spelthorn Borough Council, it's a long job title, and Matthew Lee, ward councillor for Sunbury East on Spelthorn Borough Council. We met in the beautiful walled garden in Lower Sunbury on a rare warm afternoon, which I heartily recommend if you're looking for somewhere peaceful to go. I asked Bhuti, in the simplest possible terms, what is actually changing?
Governance is going to be more simpler, easier for residents to understand how the local government works, and avoid lots of duplications happening right now. If you can appreciate the fact that at the moment we have 11 district councils plus one county council, many residents do not understand how these two councils work and the duplication of services. With this approach, there are going to be one council that the residents are going to be dealing with, and services are going to be more efficient and add value to the services they receive, and we save lots of taxpayers' money.
So instead of two tiers, a county council handling some things and a borough council handling others, everything under one roof. I asked Bhuti to spell out exactly what that means in practice.
The county council is now responsible for adult social care and health, education and schools, highways particularly, and strategic planning applications and libraries. District councils usually collect council tax, and then all the planning applications, the housing waste collections and local environmental services are managed by the local councils. Now, these two councils put together, we are going to have one council, which is, in our case, West Surrey Unitary Authority. So all the services are combined, delivered by one local authority, which is West Surrey Unitary Authority from 2027 onward.
With the picture clearer on what's actually changing, the next question is when. Matthew had two dates every resident needs to know.
Two key dates for residents is to make their vote for the unitary election. So for our residents, they will be voting for West Surrey. The date of that vote will be the 7th of May. They will be notified if they're a postal voter towards the end of this month, coming into next month. But the 7th of May is the key date. In terms of when things become enacted, it's the 1st of April 2027. So any unitary councillor who's elected on the 7th of May, they will effectively work in a shadow authority. So they will not be able to do casework for you as their elected representative, because that work will be done by their incumbent county councillor or borough councillor. So the key dates, 7th of May for the elections and 1st of April 2027, when things become the new way.
Shadow authority. It does sound a little like something out of Harry Potter. But in practical terms, what does that transition period actually look like for residents?
So the two current authorities will continue to do their work, and it will lead towards the 1st of April 2027, when effectively the new authority will take over. Our understanding at the moment, and it is just our understanding, is that the shadow authority will put in place where the locations are, put together the teams, work through effectively the transition of staff and services. But it is expected to be effectively a streamlined service, because you're bringing together the two different services into one.
Two dates and a period of transition in between. But beyond the mechanics, what should residents actually notice when April 2027 arrives? I put that to both of them.
Residents will see their elected members and officers will have a clear accountability. So you can't pass the buck, you know, that's spelled on Borough Council or that's on the County Council. You have two councillors you'll be electing. So your two councillors will be solely responsible for the matters affecting, you know, your division. In our case, Lower Sumbria and Halliford. And it will increase the efficiency, particularly decision making will be faster. Right now, there are lots of gaps in terms of, you know, decisions are being made and some overlaps between highways, let's say for highways, and then local councillors are involved and they have to come to their county councillor. So decision making will be much faster than what's happening right now. And I mentioned less duplications and I think better value for money.
I would say that what residents should expect come the 1st of April is a seamless service. Most residents, certainly I deal with as a borough councillor, they are wanting to ensure their bins are collected on time, that if there is an issue, that it is dealt with. And Buddy's right. Buddy is privileged in the sense that he is a borough councillor and a county councillor within a similar ward. We have a number of those in Spelthorne, and throughout Surrey, it's more limited. But there will be advantage to residents having two elected representatives, of which we'll be able to deal with every problem that a resident has. I'll give you one example. A number of residents within this area have known, through certainly the casework that we have done in the past, that a piece of grass strip that may be a bit overgrown or have some brambles, which upsets residents and is causing issues to school children walking to school, etc., they think, oh, that must be Spelthorne Borough Council, but actually it's owned by Surrey. Therefore, there has to be a process that goes through. Another example is obviously when Surrey was allocating and moving the delivery of services for the cutting of grass. Residents will remember the challenges that came with that. I think the difference that we are expecting to see come April 2027 is that the same equipment and same staff that are cutting the grass today for Spelthorne will be cutting them for West Surrey Unitary Authority. So it will just be a continuation. So the hope is that residents will see a seamless service. Not sure they'll see a new logo on their bins, because that probably would not be A, good for the environment or cost effective.
Life is full of moments worth celebrating. The yes to the proposal on holiday, the wedding of your dreams, the joy of welcoming a new baby, or the love that's grown stronger over the years. Celebrant Danielle Davis creates ceremonies that capture your story, unique, joyful, and unforgettable. Whether it's a wedding, a vow renewal, naming, or milestone celebration, Danielle will make it truly yours. Visit daniellevis.uk to start creating ceremonies for every chapter of your life. Shepperton Matters is your monthly community magazine, hand-delivered, available for pickup, and also online at villagematters.co.uk. You'll find it full of stories, history, information, and local traders and advertisers. 9,000 copies are distributed every month. Call Monica Jones on 07979 808 991 for more information. Seamless in theory, but change on this scale tends to generate anxiety. And not all of it is based on the full picture. I asked whether they'd heard concerns locally that didn't quite stack up.
I had some representation from some of the residents and groups to say that the local democracy is destroyed because they think that, okay, the council office is going to be located somewhere in Guildford or Woking, and they think that, okay, it's not really closer to the local people. I think we live in an area where, you know, things are fully digitalized. Not many people are now going to council offices to receive their services. You know, they can do things online. So I think this is a bit of a misconception resident had in the past, but I think through the various awareness campaigns, and I think people now begin to understand, it's not the case.
I think, but he's right on this concern that residents have had of that localised becoming fragmented. What residents have to remember is that nearly every single one of our towns and villages in Surrey has a library, which potentially is a hub for many different things and potentially can be an outlet for councils to be able to provide those services. But he makes a very valid point. Lots and lots of services are become digital. I've even noticed just this week that the renewing of your licence for your garden waste bin will become digital. However, there are residents that do rely upon the offices, and mainly due to social housing or the need for temporary accommodation, there is an expectation that that will be managed locally, but utilising assets of the new authority. I think also there was maybe a misconception that the savings would result potentially in immediate council tax savings. And obviously that hasn't been communicated to us as councillors and certainly not as residents.
Alongside the practical questions, there's a financial backdrop to this transition that some residents will have read about. Spelthorne's borrowing position has been well documented, and it's a reasonable thing to want to understand heading into a new structure.
Spelthorne had £1.1 billion worth of borrowings against commercial assets, which unfortunately, like all commercial assets, have dropped in value since the pandemic. The council did refinance, and that refinance reduced the debt by in excess of £300 million. However, there is a debt, but there is a debt linked to assets. Those assets will continue to be divested during this 12-month period, but ultimately it will transfer into the unitary authority. I guess from a resident's perspective, they will generally not see too much change.
There are challenges. There's a wider speculation around the debts of some of the councils. We have to deal with those. And I think the central government has committed that they will be sort of looking after some of the debts. I think both shadow authorities will have to monitor, you know, how these debts are going to be managed. That's one element. At the same time, Surrey County Council also proposed, and we now have joint authority where existing Surrey County councillors and borough councillors, representatives from borough councillors, are working together to create that governing structure. So through this governing body, it's a voluntary governing body, they should be looking at various, you know, policy structure, how the new council should look like. I think if I may probably point out, the debts is going to be a bit of a problem for the residents.
Which brings us back to the 7th of May and why it matters that residents actually show up.
I think residents really need to be reminded that this is once in 50 years that they get to decide who will be their local representation for the new authority. You are suddenly taking what was Spelthorne, which was one of 11 boroughs and districts, into now two authorities. So Spelthorne is going to be, in one way, more diluted in terms of what happens. So you need to ensure that we have very capable people to put the interests of our Spelthorne residents first. We're going to be very fortunate that Runnymede and Spelthorne are going to be combined, but we are sharing the River Thames, which is just behind us, with Elmbridge. And lots of residents are very mindful of the, for example, the River Thames scheme, which we would assume that will continue and it will be passed over to the two combined authorities to go forward. But I think having a voice is very important.
I think one point I want to mention here, central government wanted to give away more powers to local councils. I think this is something that we should embrace with that positivity, because I think we can unlock regional funding We are not sure whether we are going to have a Surrey elected mayor or not. That's not yet published. But if, you know, we as a local authority or combined authority, if we can seek some funding, Surrey is one of the richest county in the country. I think we should probably see how such potential funding can be secured for the regional growth. And I think we are very close to London, very close to Heathrow Airport. And we have river, you know, Thames, you know. So we have so much links that we can utilize to grow the local economy. And I think from a councillor's perspective, I believe that the new local authority, new unity authority should look to see how we can unlock these potentials.
It's a compelling case for engagement. And for anyone who wants to go further and get properly informed before May, I asked where to start.
The County Council launched a website. That website is linked to educate the residents around what's happening in the local government reorganization. That's the first, you know, piece of information probably you want to go and have a look. And secondly, there are multiple news release articles through social media. And also if you see Shepparton and Sunbury Matters magazines, the County Council did some advertisements to educate residents and through various other councils' websites. And also, of course, what you do here with us now is educating our residents about what's going to happen with their local government's reorganisation programme.
Yeah. Residents will have also received the latest Dispel from Borough Council bulletin that went through their door probably over the last week, which has more information. All of the councillors are being briefed and aware. If any resident has a question, they don't feel that the websites or the information is there, they can reach out to their local councillors ever they are. They're certainly there to help.
One last thing, maybe worth reminding your listeners that from the 7th of May until 1st of April next year, business as usual, no interruption to the service the Spelton Borough Council or Surrey County Council delivers.
That was Matthew Lee and Buddy Weirasinghe, councillors for our lovely area. The key date to remember here is the 7th of May, your vote for the new West Surrey Unitary Authority. For more information, look out for the Spelthorne Borough Council bulletin and check your local council website. And I've put links to the websites mentioned in the show notes. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to support the production of The Shepparttonian, you can choose to become a community supporter at theshepparttonian.uk. It really means a lot and it helps keep stories like this one coming. I'm Gareth. This has been The Shepparttonian. Until next time, I'll see you around. This podcast is produced by The Sound Boutique, an award-winning audio production company right here in Shepparton. It produces music for TV and brands, it fixes problem audio for a variety of clients, and yes, it produces podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, as well as providing training for people who want to produce their own. If you'd like help with anything from music, problem audio, or if you'd like your organisation to start a podcast, you can contact The Sound Boutique at the email hello@thesoundboutique.com or via the link in the show notes.